welcome. This is God is in This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in Scripture, shaped by justice, and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are, and however you're listening, welcome. This is God is in This.
Spirit of living God, fall fresh upon us. Open our hearts to receive this word that feels dry within us. Might come alive in your presence. Amen. There are moments in our lives that everything feels dry, when hope seems so far away, when joy that once feels easy now feels heavy. When it's hard to imagine that anything good can grow again. Ezekiel knew that feeling. He lived during one of Israel's darkest times. People had been conquered. The temple was destroyed. Their homeland was taken away. And there was people exiled in Babylon, far from everything that they knew or were familiar with. And right there in that place of despair, God gives Ezekiel a vision. The hand of the Lord came upon me, he says, and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. Imagine that scene. A valley that is silent. The air is heavy. If Halloween is your thing, like, this is your story. I grew up Pentecostal. We didn't celebrate Halloween. But it is a timely story for the season, because where Ezekiel stood, all he saw was death. Nothing but bones, lifeless, dry, scattered, a graveyard without graves. And God says, "Mortal, can these bones live?" Ezekiel gives an honest answer. "O Lord, only you know." Because Ezekiel doesn't know. Or maybe he's choosing not to answer. But we've all walked through our own valleys, places where hope has run dry, where prayers have gone unanswered, where it feels like the story has ended. If this was a Baptist or Pentecostal church, some of you may be raising your hands or shouting back, right? Because these are real emotions, real feelings that are inside, and some of you would shout back in affirmation. And as odd as this setting is for our story, we're familiar with it. At some point in our lives, we have been in these valleys, standing among the dry bones. But here is what this story teaches us, that God does not avoid the valley, but God enters it. God walks among the bones, and there, God begins to breathe life. The Hebrew word is ruach, right? It's the same spirit that we see for the Spirit of God, for the wind, for life itself. It's the same breath that moved over the waters at the time of creation, the same breath that came into Adam. It's the same air that fills our church today. And here in the valley, Ezekiel begins to see this stir once again. God tells Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones. Speak life where there seems to be no life. And he does. And then there's a sound, a rattling. The bones start to come together, bone to bone, flesh forming, and breath enters, until a great multitude stands before them, alive again. And God says, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our hope is lost, but I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And that's a promise that still speaks to us today, because God's spirit moves through our valleys, even in death, especially today, as we remember the saints that have come before us. God is there. Today we gather not to deny death, because death happens and death is real, but to declare that death is not the end. God still breathes into this world. God's love still binds us together, the living and the departed, the saints and the sinners, the weary and the joyful, all held in eternal life in God. And here's a story that you may not have heard before, but the very land where this church is now stands, long before there was a church or a sanctuary here, the story goes that there was a farmer who owned this ground, and he worked it season after season, but the land refused to yield enough to sustain him. Eventually, he gave up, and he decided to sell this land. And the church, we were, you know, half a mile down the street on Dayton Road, they wanted to be closer to the center of town, so they bought this land, and they built the church here. And I think this is where the story takes a turn, right? Because for the farmer, the soil never produced anything. It didn't produce what the farmer expected, but this became ground for something else, something eternal, a harvest, not of crops, but of souls, a place where God sees his word taking root year after year, generation after generation. And maybe, just maybe, the farmer's dream did come true in a way that he never imagined, that this land would bring life, life eternal. Even though he thought that the land was barren, God saw more. God saw life in this land. God saw resurrection. And that story reminds us of Ezekiel's valley, because what looked empty to Ezekiel was not beyond God's renewal. What seems hopeless to us is still full of God's power. And today, we're going to name our saints, those who walked before us, those who loved us, those who taught us, those who shaped our faith. And when we speak their names out loud and ring a chime for each one, trusting that they're not lost, but are still alive in the heart of God, because the truth is, the saints are not gone from us. They have simply gone deeper into God. They are still with us in the breath, in this room, in this space, in the faith that we share, in the memories, in the joy, in the tears, in the celebrations, in the quiet moments when all feels still, because there is that love that refuses to die. And when we come to the table in a few moments, we join them. We may not come only as a congregation, but as a community of saints, both living and past, those who have lived and died in the faith, those who are still on this journey, those who are yet to come. At this table, time collapses. Heaven and earth meet, and the truth is that the breath of God moves within us all once again, uniting us in everything that was separated, raising everything that was lost, making all things new. So if you find yourself in the valley today, if your faith feels dry, if your hope feels faint, remember this. God is not afraid of death. God is in it. God walks into those valleys with us and breathes life, a breath that will not fail us. It's the same spirit that raised Jesus from the tomb, the same spirit that raised these bones in Elijah's vision. The same spirit that gathers all the saints around us now. It's that breath that's within you, that's breathing on you, in you, because you shall live. You shall rise. You shall know that God is here. Even in the middle of bones, even when everything seems hopeless and dry, God is here. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit BethanyFirstChurch.org or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage, live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this.